Hi, Tracy. Did the bank give you some insight?
Yeah. Actually, Scott said that was a card that there was something wrong with it, so I got a new card for you.
Oh, no wonder. Yeah, see, the system usually knows. So, is the billing address still the P.O. box?
Yes.
Okay, so that stayed the same. Okay, so I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
It's 4100.
Okay.
6300.
Mm-hmm.
3283.
Mm-hmm.
9941.
Okay, expiration?
1024.
And the code?
890.
890. Okay, so I will get your authorization. Uh-huh, go ahead.
Okay. Scott said he has a question for you, too, so he wanted to talk to you.
Okay, yeah, no problem. I'll answer any questions he may have.
All right, hold on.
So I was on the other line when you called, otherwise I would have handed him the phone. So,
yeah,
no problem. Okay. So listen, I've been signed up with you guys, I don't know, a couple of years now. When I signed up with you guys, I was promised that I was going to be in the top 10 of the Google. I'm going to be up in the front of all the searches. I was going to get customers off all this bullshit. And I track all my customers. I have never got anybody that Googled me and got my number from there. They always call. Local Splash always calls and says, we have you track it. It says, we have a call for you. It's possible service call. It's my customers that don't have my number handy and they Google and then they get your 800 number or the 360 number or whatever number that is. And then they put me through. And that's what I get. I never get any new calls. But here's what gets me. Is I told the guy I was going to cancel that service. And he said, no. He goes, we'll get you in the top 10. And every time I go to search for the top 10 and the top 10 listings, I never see Just Like Rain in there ever. So this guy totally bullshitted me altogether. And I you guys are supposed to be getting all these key search words. You were supposed to be having somebody work for me and get me up at the top of the list. I got all my competitors and everything are always in the, you Google something and bam, it pulls them up. You never see my company name in there. And I've given you guys a lot of money. I give you guys $200 a month or whatever it is for the service and I don't get
nothing
out of
it. Yeah, you've been with us for 3 years.
With you, yeah, and every time I call you guys, I get the runaround. Somebody's going to call me back. Nobody ever calls me back. And so I did it like 5 or 6 different times now. And I finally said the hell with it. And when you guys called me the other day, I was in the middle of something too. And they said, just call me back. I'll get you the credit card. And I was wanting to talk to you about that. But I've been with you guys for 3 years. And I'm going to tell you right now, to be honest with you, I've never, ever gotten one brand new customer from you guys at all. All you guys are is a glorified, to me, don't take this the wrong way. But the only thing I'm getting out of 3 years is you guys glorify secretary, basically. It takes an initial call for customers that don't have my number handy. It's my own customers that are calling me. It's my own customers that are calling me. If they look for Just Like Rain, it pulls your number up and says, it's like the recording thing says, you have a possible new lead from Local Splash. And then it says, incoming service
and
request.
Always,
it's customer asking for service calls. I mean, that's
I see.
It pisses me off because I was promised top 10, and I never got that, ever.
So,
are you familiar with that, the top 10 and the Google and all that stuff? You guys are supposed to be working
with me? I'm looking at the dashboard, and Google does track the businesses that are on the first page in the maps, okay? So there's only 20 that could be there at a given time. So for the companies that are in the top 10, for you, it's showing me in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found 3,257 times, and you've had 1,243 Google actions, which, you know, you're saying the majority are your clients.
So
yeah,
I've
but 770.
I've never had anybody find me looking for pest control and say, ooh, I got you off of Google. It's never happened that way. And you know what, another thing that drives me, every day I get a phone call from how I'm not on the Google. It's somebody telling me that I'm not reachable on Google. It's these, I don't know if they're scammers or what they are, but every day they call me and say, you're not updated on the Google listings. You're not in the Google listings. Your customers can't find you, blah, blah, blah. So, and then I go on and try to Google pest control in Naples, Florida. I don't see me in there ever. I never see me.
Okay, so I think maybe that's what the issue is that your listing is tied into your business address that's in Bonita Springs. So
yeah,
how far away is Maples in
one.
Miles?
No. But any of it doesn't matter. You guys are supposed to fix that. It was supposed to be fixed because we have – they made me do the Google listing in Cape Coral because that's where the bulk of my business was, even though my shop's in Bonita. And then they were supposed to transit and get everything closer and closer and closer and closer and closer. If you go to Cape Coral right now and Google Pest Control, you won't find me there either. You don't find me there at
okay.
all.
Okay.
If you Google, so if you Google like, but they were supposed to, you guys were supposed to be working for me on this. I was told that they're a proud company and that they're going to have their technicians, you know, working to get me on the up, you know, get me on the top of the list. And they're going to be monthly putting new Google words, new Google AdWords, new keywords, all these search keywords and stuff to get me at the top of the list. Yeah, sure. And this cost me $200. I don't even know what I'm paying for. I mean, I've been paying you guys $200 for 3 years now, and I get nothing out of it, nothing. So I don't understand. You know, I'm not asking for money back, but I'm asking for some satisfaction here.
Of course.
If you
I understand.
So right now and you go to Naples, Bonita, Fort Myers, Cape Coral, and you Google Pest Control, you will never find Just Like Rain Pest Control in there, ever.
Okay. Let me look. Cause
if you do,
tracking.
I think I got one account. I got like one account one time. Somebody was Googling. They were trying to find a wildlife removal, and I came up under the wildlife thing for like the top page or something. I think Cape Coral or something. But I've never been able to see it. I mean, you can do the research yourself and try to find my.
Here's what I would like to do, Tracy, because I have my wires crossed because the account's in Tracy's name, but the billing's in Scott's. So I apologize. I shouldn't have done that. But what I would like to do is have the technicians do a complete performance check on your account, and they can call you and go over, you know, some valid updates that might be needed on the account. There are some new programs from Google that you might be able to benefit from because, for instance, when I put in pest control for Naples, I'm seeing that there's Google Guaranteed ads available in that area. It's a new program through Google. It's not available in all areas, but have you heard of it before?
You know what? I'm being quite honest with you. Every time somebody tells me something about Google, it's always bullshit. I always get led around. It always costs me a bunch of money. I never get into Google. And I got all these people that I know, different companies that are into Google, and they pull right up. It pulls right up. And I've been in business for 25 years, and I cannot find myself in the Google. I cannot find myself in Google. Now if I Google Just Like Rain, I mean, you guys even got my website messed up. The website was supposed
I confirmed. I confirmed that, Scott. I looked at the dashboard, and it's showing me that of the 1,243 Google actions, most of them came from the keyword Just Like Rain. So I believe you. People are finding you.
That's why, because people are looking for me. My customers that have my numbers, that have my business, they don't have my number. They Google Just Like Rain, and sure, it pulls up my phone number.
Right. But yeah, that's not supposed to be the value to the program, because you're supposed to come up by people searching you even without our
service. For pest control, lawn fertilizer, wildlife, bees, rats.
I'm following you. I'm totally following you. Yes, I see what you're saying. Because
this is 3 years worth.
Yeah, I see. So I'll have the technicians do a complete performance check on the account. I'll have them call out to you for some valid updates. What I can do to kind of compensate you for being with us for 3 years and having, a bad experience is I can put you into the loyalty program where you'll get every third month for free. And then I'm hoping that once, someone takes a detailed look at this, and I know that you're not going to hold your breath because people told you this before, but trust me, I'll stay on them. I've been with the company for 11 years, so I will stay on them. I'll send the request right now. I'll send a message back over next week and say, hey, how's it going with Scott's account? And I'll make sure that they do the valid updates. The only thing I want to let you know is the card that Tracy just gave me, it's saying that the billing address isn't matching. So do you know what the billing address is that goes with that card?
Yeah, see, that's a bank is a pain in the ass. What billing address did she give you?
Well, we had the P.O. Box 111055 Naples, Florida, and then that didn't go through. So then I tried the Bonita Springs address, and that didn't go through.
What was the zip code? No, what was the zip code on that?
34108 was a no-go, and 34135 was a no-go.
No, try 120. The zip code's fucked up again on that card.
34120.
Try that.
And then what's the rest of the address that goes with that?
PO Box 111055, Naples, Florida, 34108. And if it ain't 108, it's 120.
Oh, so it's still the PO Box. But, okay, I see. So if I tried the 108, try the 120 now, right?
Yep.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
You're fired up today. First it's Local Splash, and then it's the bank, huh?
Local Splash has got to fix that, though. Because they kept promising me, and I went through two different technicians that were going to fix everything, and it never got fixed. And so I've been paying for 3 years, $200 a month for nothing, just for my customers to be able to find me.
Yeah, I've never seen this before, actually, where the main keyword is the company name. It's supposed to be your services, because, you know, but I'm going to, you know, like I said, yep, I'll send that over.
He was supposed to go ahead and they had to send me this notification thing to tell me that it was a number to a mailing address that I had in Cape Coral, because that's where a bulk of my customers were at. So I had it sent to like a buddy's place for a business up there to try to get it all figured out there. So they sent it there. Mm-hmm. I got the thing back. I give them the number off of it. They were supposed to get it all fixed. They're supposed to punch in a bunch of keywords. None of the keywords got put in the system properly. Then I called them back bitching about it. Nobody ever called me back. I mean, I was just always dumbfounded, never called you guys back anymore, not realizing until my wife mentioned to me again, we're paying $400 a month for a service that I'm not receiving for 3 years now.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, $200 a month. So I appreciate you telling me all that. Now, just do me a favor. Since I can see the Bonita Springs address in here, what was the other address that you used for your buddy? I just want to send that over to them.
I don't even tell me. Tell you the truth, I don't remember. It's Reed Fleming's address. Can you look it up? It's in Cape Coral. That was it. No. I'm telling Ray Tracy to look it up. It was in Cape Coral, Florida.
In Cape Coral.
Yeah,
okay.
You guys had to have a Google wanted to prove I'm who I am, so they wanted to make sure I got this card that they sent.
Yeah.
Yes. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I think maybe that's why I'm showing the Bonita Springs address and not the Cape Coral, is if that's
set up. Yeah,
because
they screwed everything. They screwed everything up. I mean, I sent you guys. I sent all this to you guys.
That's not a matter of screwing anything up. That's a matter of Google will reject a listing if there's any duplicate information. So you say that address in Cape Coral.
Yeah, but didn't I pay you guys to do this? I spoke to a guy that said, yeah, you get the card coming back from Google. So we did, and I got the card, and I sent you guys the information off the card, and he was supposed to start building the searches from there. And none of this ever got done. You follow me?
So. It's a verified listing. It's definitely published. I just have a feeling that, you know, the address is hidden on there anyway, so it's not going to matter. But I just have a feeling that the way they got it to actually get verified and published was by using the Bonita Springs address, not the other one. Because I think if they used the other one, it would have been rejected because it's already
associated. Cape Coral is where I needed to be to begin with, because that's where the bulk of my customers are. And then he said it would work its way into Naples, Florida, all the way down to those zip codes. I don't understand how to do this. And I'm paying you guys a lot of money to do this, but nobody can ever seem to tell me how I get on the Googles for Naples, Fort Myers. I look at all my other buddies' companies against me. I look at different towns, and I see all their listings, and they're all the way. But they don't talk. They don't tell you how they got there, because they're not going to tell you how they got there. So I left it up to you guys to help me get there so I can start gaining more business.
Mm-hmm.
So what's Reed's number? Hold on a second, man.
Mm-hmm.
2301
Southwest
27th Terrace, Cape Coral, Florida. That's where the original Google listing was sent to. And,
okay. I'm going to look into this for you. And then when I send the message to that department, they'll do a performance update and you know, get everything up to speed. But then I'm going to have them call you back just so they can give you updates. Or, you know, if you're busy, they can talk to Tracy. But I will
Listen, hold on. That number I give you to Tracy, lose that number because she's never around. She works
a
different job.
Okay, so that was just a one-time thing. Okay.
Tracy should be on this stuff but not ever being phone called.
Okay, yeah, she's on here as an authorized user. That's why I asked for her. But, okay, so what's the best number? I'll take hers out. Do you want me to use the 2911 for calls and text messages, or is there another number for text messages?
No, that's the number.
Okay, 272-2911, 239 area code. Okay, so I updated that. So someone will get back to you. We always say within one business day, Scott. So, you know, I'm imagining that it'll be on Monday, okay?
Yep, sounds good. So what was your name?
My name again is Tina, and I'm going to apply that loyalty program for you. So you're going to, you know, moving forward, start getting every third month for free at least. That's at least a little olive branch to trying to, you know, do something for you above and beyond.
So
Tracy, but I think the main thing is the programming. That has to get, you know, fixed.
Yeah. So Tracy has the phone number that she called you on. She can get a hold of you anytime. I can call you anytime to that number if I have it. And what was your name?
I'm here.
Tina?
My name's Tina, and I'm here Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. So you could always call me.
Okay. Perfect. Sounds good. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. I appreciate you too, Scott. Have a nice weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you.